The Tampa City Council voted today to approve the first step in a possible $180 million deal that would send reclaimed water to Polk County. The plan would be to send the wastewater from Tampa and Hillsborough County to reservoirs owned by Mosaic Fertilizer, where it would be sold to its customers that include Tampa Electric Company. The memorandum of understanding was presented to the council last week for approval, but was delayed until today, mainly because of concerns expressed by Councilwoman Mary Mulhern.
You know, it is a public asset, and it's important that the public knows that the city of Tampa is negotiating to reach an agreement where our reclaimed water will be going outside of the city.
Mulhern acknowledged that the benefits were potentially huge for the city, but she said she was concerned about how the phosphate company would be using the water and hoped that an environmental impact study would be conducted before any deal actually happens. The Iori administration brought the deal to the council last week for approval, but was delayed after Mulhern said she felt blindsided by learning about the project just 48 hours before the council was set to vote on the plan.
A document and an agreement has been in the works for months, if not more, and we didn't get to look at it till 2 days. I didn't get to look at it till 2 days before I was asked to vote on it. And then when I pulled it, and if I hadn't pulled it off the asked to pull it off the agenda last week and asked my questions here and convinced my reluctant colleagues to give me just a week to look at this, the public wouldn't have known anything about it.
As currently proposed, the first phase of the plan would deliver 12 million gallons of reclaimed water a day to Tampa Electric by 2015. City Councilman Charlie Miranda supports the plan. He says that transmission problems at the city's reclaimed water system, known as STAR, has created a situation where there's plenty of reclaimed water in the city, but with no place for it to go.
The city of Tampa only has one shot at this. And we all agree that it's not that we want to sell all the water and we're not going to have any water for our citizens. We're doing about 55 million gallons a day of reclaimed discharge into the bay. We're using about 1.5 million gallons a day for our own good citizens. That equation is going to change some, but even if it changes to some degree, the question is, do we need all the 55 million gallons of water a day for our own citizen? That's the bottom line.
The Regional Water Authority, Tampa Bay Water, has spoken out against the plan. According to the St. Petersburg Times, Board Chair Susan Latvala has said the proposal, quote, would have a significant and long-lasting impact on our current and future water supplies. But City Administrator Steve Dagnall cautioned the council that the agreement they were asked to approve does not lock the city into any contract just yet.
If we don't believe that there is a good contract agreement for the city going forward, we're not going to bring it to you. We are going to have to weigh all of the things that you've mentioned. Is it needed in the city? How much is needed in the city? How much could we use? Will it be better for us to save water, reclaim water, and offset potable? Would it be better for us to sell some water, some of the reclaimed water, and get it out of the bay? We have to weigh all of those things.
Dagnall said it is clearly understood in the memorandum of understanding that the city is not committing any money or any water at this time.
But if we don't think it's in the city's best interest, I guarantee you we won't be bringing it to the council.